Welcome to You Pulse for your weekend. I'm Edmundo Resendez. With me inside the KRWG studios is Lorena Sanchez, Pulse editor for the Las Cruces Sun News. And this week on the cover, wineries, breweries, and tap rooms. Oh, my.
So we have a lot of wineries, breweries, and tap rooms in Las Cruces.
That have could just come about in the last several years because especially this was not the case.
Yeah, especially the breweries and tap rooms. The wineries, I have 12 listed, and then I have 6 breweries, kind of slash tap rooms, because some of them don't brew their own beer. But the thing that all of these have in common is that they highlight New Mexico wines and New Mexico beers. And these are award-winning wines and beers. These are something that, like you said, has come about recently, but really is making an industry in the state. And I know a lot of people who are huge fans of beers that are brewed here in New Mexico. The past Brewfest that we had here was specific to New Mexico beers. So I thought I'd get the readers a little acquainted with some of these.
Well,
in the
you
area.
Know, what's fascinating is that we do have beer festivals now, which again, you know, was not the case several years ago. And I went to a beer festival and it was all the New Mexico brews. And I was blown away by how many breweries there are in New Mexico now.
Yes.
And it just seems that the people that when you talk to them, they're so passionate about it, and they really get into some serious discussions of how their beers are brewed and what goes into it.
Yes, I completely agree. They're very passionate about their work. And so with this list, it's a nice little roundup if you want to check out some of these places before Memorial Day weekend, or you can get acquainted with them before Memorial Day weekend when you have all the wine fests. We have a new wine slash beer fest that's coming also to the NMSU campus. And like I said, I just wanted everyone to get acquainted with that.
Okay, and then we've got Friday and Saturday full moon events at White Sands National Monument. What's going on there?
Yes, so there's a full moon, obviously. They have always have really nice events for the occasion at White Sands National Monument. So full moon hike is on Friday, 7:45. And then there is a full moon night, which celebrates National Park's centennial.
That's
National
right.
Park
we are
Service centennial. And that's 8 p.m. on Saturday. Live music. You can learn about the monument, learn about the National Park Service. Fees, it's free to attend, but entrance fees apply to both. And there's a small fee for the hike, but well worth it.
Okay. And then here's a cool one. Take a tour for the historic Mesilla Park. This is something that I'm not too familiar with.
I didn't realize this either. So Mesilla Park got on the New Mexico National Registrars of Historic Places recently. And so this group put together a 1 to 1.5 hour walk through Mesilla Park to these historic sites. And that is at 1 p.m. on Sunday. Free. Just be sure you bring water, bring weather-appropriate clothing, since it is going to be a bit of a long walk. But Mesilla Park's beautiful. It is nice and quiet. If you've never been to that side of town, well, we're close to that side of town. It's a nice little quiet area here in Las Cruces.
Great. And Taste for Your Impulse, what's going on there? This is a new place, or tell us about this.
So Salud the Mesilla, it is a new place. It recently opened. We gave them a little time to get settled, and we headed over there. So it is where, if you've never been to Savoy,
yes,
near St. Clair's, it's in that area. It's where Savoy used to be. And it serves what they call American fusion with a bit of local flavor. So, of course, you got your green chili. You got those kinds of flavors in there with some really interesting foods. And tapas, they also serve tapas, breakfast, lunch, dinner, pretty affordable. They have hours pretty much daily, I believe, except they're closed on Tuesday. But this is something kind of new, very different to Las Cruces, but also very affordable. I've heard some really great things.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Lorena, for coming in. And we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.